USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Local law enforcement officers in Texas will not be able to arrest suspected illegal immigrants, at least not yet. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding an earlier stay on the controversial state law. Supreme Court justices issued a statement saying the stay will remain in effect pending further order of the court. Texas has been in a legal fight with the Biden administration over who holds the authority to enforce immigration law at the U.S. southern border. The U.S. pressuring Israeli leaders to adjust their approach as war continues against Hamas. The White House says Palestinian refugees are now starving in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan referenced the situation in Rafah.
Gaza's other major cities have largely been destroyed, and Israel has not presented us or the world with a plan for how or where they would safely move those civilians, let alone feed and house them and ensure access to basic things like sanitation.
Biden has called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas. Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is alive following reports of his death in Russian media. Dave Collins has more.
Several Russian outlets ran with the news of the king's supposed death using an announcement dated March 18th that featured the palace seal. The palace and several British embassies issued statements denying the reports a month after it was announced that the king had been diagnosed with cancer.
Primary elections are set for five states Tuesday. Although both President Biden and former President Trump have already passed their respective parties' delegate threshold for their respective parties' nominations, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio will all hold elections. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Congress must pass legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown by the end of this week. Funding for six annual spending bills is set to expire at midnight Friday. Lawmakers in the White House remain at odds over how to address border and immigration issues. It's a late winter cold snap for millions this week in many parts of the southern U.S. States like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia have all woken up with freeze warnings in place the last two mornings. Gas prices once again on the rise. USA's John Schaefer with those numbers.
According to AAA, the national average price on Monday was $3.47, marking a 7-cent increase from the previous week and a 19-cent jump over the past month. The spike in gas prices played a significant role in the inflation reports last week, which were worse than anticipated. The increase is attributed to heightened demand and refinery outages.
Trader Joe's has issued a recall for its own branded cashews over worries of potential salmonella contamination. The FDA announced that cashews manufactured by Wenders LLC of Dublin, California, have tested positive for the bacteria. Specifically, the Trader Joe's nuts, 50% less sodium roasted and salted whole cashews. They were distributed in 16 states throughout the U.S. AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers. The pharmaceutical company announcing this on Monday, mirroring a move made by one of its competitors. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.